This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, and this is Tech Talk. This pandemic has created a rapidly changing and uncertain environment, and especially forcing companies to adopt automation, if they are not already on their digital transformation journey. Today on the show, I'm speaking to Zakir Ahmad of Kofax on best practices to automate and optimize the way we work in the new norm. Zakir, welcome to the show. Let's first get an introduction.
So, good morning. My name is Zakir Ahmad. I'm with Kofax based here in Singapore. I run the Asia Pacific and Japan region for Kofax. I've been with the organization for 2 years and I run all parts of our business, including sales, marketing, consulting, oversight of all of these different functions that bring to bear our products in the market.
And that's interesting because Asia Pacific and Japan are two countries that have very different kinds of adoption rate in terms of digital. And I've got a lot of news or feelings about how Asia Pacific has been dealing with. How's it like in Japan though? Knowing that Japan has predominantly been quite advanced when it comes to digital adoption. How are they coping with COVID-19 at the moment from your perspective?
Interesting you ask that question, Jeff, because I was just reading in the news yesterday that in a traditional Japanese company like Fujitsu announced that they are going to now adopt a 100% work from home environment. You wouldn't think that that would happen in Japan because it's a culture of meeting face to face and having business meetings to drive to outcomes. So Japan is making this transition, as is most of the other countries, and dealing with it the same way most of the Western countries and Asia Pacific countries are. I think the challenge with Japan is because of the size of the country and the size of the economy, you've got different pockets of maturity in the market. So in manufacturing, you have a different level of maturity and digital transformation that they need to go through. Whereas in banking, financial institution, insurance, a lot of the type of companies that Kofax works with, we find them to be a lot more progressive.
So it's interesting that COVID-19 has really kind of forced companies around the world to adopt automation. And previously, it was a challenge for various different reasons. And, the cultural aspect was very difficult to get through. But COVID-19 has seemed to found a way to embed that.
Definitely. I believe the value of what organizations like Kofax do has not really changed. But I think certainly the way we are engaging with our customers, the conversation we're having with our customers, is moving in a different direction. It's a lot more about virtual conversations. We have at Kofax a model that we work like tomorrow, which is essentially allowing companies to be able to work like tomorrow today. That's providing them technologies to be able to run that business in a collaborative function, in an efficient function, in a productive function that allows them to be able to scale and get through some of the issues and challenges that pandemics like COVID-19 have caused.
And what about in Asia Pacific? Because, internet penetration may not be as high as, Japan. And also, it's very diverse, right? You've got countries like Singapore and Malaysia, and you've got Thailand, Vietnam, Indonesia as well, all bundled up as, Asia Pacific. Is that a different type of challenge in terms of, getting companies or forcing companies to adopt a digital strategy as well?
I'm glad you asked that question, Jeff. Everything we do at Kofax is tied to our original mission, which is the relentless pursuit of focus on making our customers successful. So many of the companies that we work with here in Asia and around the world are SMEs or mid-market companies in addition to multinational organizations. So what we're doing is essentially bringing state-of-the-art enterprise-grade technology that was previously only available to very large organizations, Fortune 100 or Global 2000 companies, to organizations regardless of their size. We call this the democratization of software. So the point that you bring up in terms of the challenge these organizations face, I think we have to be acutely aware that enterprises, both large and small, are under tremendous pressure to be able to automate and digitize all aspects of their operations. And this is to avoid the interruption and a lot of things that have come about in the last few months due to the COVID pandemic. but many still rely on doing a lot of their tasks and their business processes manually. That's where intelligence automation or Kofax comes in, bringing technology to these companies to be able to help them scale and to be able to ride out the wave of and weather the storm through these types of challenging environments.
You know, before this pandemic happened, it would generally take, I would assume, about, you know, 3 months or, you know, a quarter of the year to fully adopt some form of automation within, you know, the business processes itself. But with COVID-19, time is of essence now. And, you know, every day, you know, SMEs are facing huge losses daily, and they risk of just going out of business and need to adopt a digital strategy in, you know, quick time as well. How has that changed in terms of, you know, the speed of adoption and the strategies itself? Like, you know, what kind of strategies have, you know, changed and helped enable them to adopt quicker?
Absolutely. So this is very much around time to value and time to market to maintain business continuity and remain competitive. And as you very rightly point out, companies now have an urgency to be able to undertake these projects. It's no longer a luxury. And companies need to adopt new technology like the Kofax Intelligence Automation Platform that allows them to be able to build and deploy these automation processes, to be able to build these automation processes within days and weeks, not in months, in years. Recently, we commissioned Forrester to do a report. It's called the Kofax Forrester Benchmark Study, and we can share that with the viewers and with yourself in terms of where the leaders and the decision makers are going to be spending their time. And we found that 50% of the decision makers that were surveyed as part of this study plan to undertake or expand their automation efforts. So this is a huge increase and a shift towards many organizations looking at increased productivity of their employees of up to 60% is, I believe, what the study found. In terms of efficiency, almost up to 80% or 78% was the exact number, and increased productivity up to 65%.
And productivity, though, how has that been affected with, you know, the sudden lockdown in many different countries at various different times as well? And many just don't have that strategy at the beginning. The productivity levels, like how does one, you know, sort of maintain what they were doing before with, you know, the office environment?
Sure. So COVID-19 has exposed many of these manual and repetitive tasks that were involved, that many businesses were involved as part of their day-to-day process. So these organizations, their entire business model has now shifted to digital. The way they interact externally as well as externally, meaning with their customers and with their employees, has now changed. One area where we see this productivity playing a huge role is through RPA solutions that Kofax offers. This plays a role in making your processes more agile for an organization to go digital. So RPA allows you to automate these manual tasks involved in things like workflow and accessing different systems that were previously hard to get to, and thus accelerating intelligence extraction of data. So RPA is an area that we certainly see that brings productivity to these organizations by automating and performing these repetitive tasks that were manually done by doing them digitally. Some of the other areas that we see is through process discovery, which is automation of automation opportunities from analyzing different patterns and different tasks, as well as through AI and machine learning. So understanding and classifying and extracting chat, voice, text, visual, many of these different tools that you may have, and being able to measure this automation through impact and calculating a return on your investment ROI is very important and absolutely critical for many of these organizations as part of the productivity journey that they're on.
I'm speaking to Zakir Ahmad of Kofax, and we'll continue in just a moment. You're listening to BFM 89.9.
Bias-free media. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Tech Talk, and on the show with me today is Zakir Ahmad of Kofax, talking about optimization, the key to staying relevant in challenging times. Zakir, let's talk about cost when adopting these technologies. You know, SMEs are hand tight at the moment, but there is a need for them to jump on digital. So surely there is a cost issue here for many of these businesses.
Absolutely. So I'm glad you asked that question because it goes back to the business model and what I mentioned earlier about democratization of software. So gone are the days, Jeff, where organizations would undertake these long, complex, costly software projects where they would not see a return on their value for many years or months to come. What businesses are now doing, both small and mid-sized businesses as well as large organizations, is to drive this efficiency and productivity, and to be able to do it in a cost-effective manner, is adopting the cloud business model. And what cloud allows you to do is it allows you to be able to quickly deploy and scale these solutions. So there's time to value and quicker time to value and return on your investment. But also what it's very important is the operating cost versus capital expenditure. In a cloud model, the vendor is doing all of the hosting and maintenance and the infrastructure for you, so you don't have to spend time and money to be able to do that. So many organizations are now taking advantage of the cloud model to be able to, in a cost constrained environment, to be able to still deploy new technology so they can stay competitive and they have business continuity. The thing that really ties into this cloud model is business readiness and being able to support these working environments, because you no longer have a physical office that people are going into. So to be able to interact and enhance the customer experience, to be able to interact with your employees, companies need to look at different innovative and creative ways, and cloud is one very good way to be able to do that. So we find that forward-thinking businesses are embracing intelligence automation type of technology to realign their strategic priorities and reach the state of maturity and competitiveness.
And how intelligent has these softwares evolved over the, you know, the last few months with more and more businesses adopting these kind of solutions? I'm sure the technology itself has moved leaps and bounds.
You know, the technology has always been there, to be honest, Jeff. I think it's definitely a question of the business case that allowed organizations to be able to take a leap of faith. So there's never really a good time to be able to business automate your business because there's other priorities. So I think from a suite of applications like the one Kofax offers, or you know, the ones that we work with our 28,000 customers around the world, they allow organizations to transform these business processes and reduce these this manual work and errors, ultimately resulting in cost reduction, as we spoke about, and improve customer experience. So it's about how you're using these technologies, but we certainly at Kofax believe that we need to continue to innovate and continue to offer our customers with leading edge technology. So we reinvest a lot of our profits and revenue back into the R&D of our business so that we can continue to meet these customer needs. And a lot of our product is driven by what the requirements that we hear in the markets. We work very consultatively with our customers to be able to hear what they're saying. They tell us where their businesses are going. We take whatever is top of mind for our customers, and then try and integrate that and as part of the development strategy in our products and our technology.
And, you know, many companies and countries are, you know, sort of easing up in terms of restrictions, and many companies are now enabling their workforce to come back and return to the office. So how do companies then find this balance in terms of, you know, the work from home environment, and now, you know, with more employees coming back to the office?
Sure. So ultimately, what it boils down to, Jeff, is ways businesses can increase enhanced service levels, reduce their operating costs, as we discussed, and increase their productivity. So although countries are now easing up the restrictions, and many of the employees that were working remotely may be at some point allowed to go back into the office, ultimately, what organizations have realized over this COVID period, over the last 3 or 4 months, is that the economies of scale, the savings and the cost reduction that they, and the efficiency they can derive from people working remotely by providing that technology, is going to allow them to be able to make that in some sort of a de facto standard, where a lot of the employees that we see in the future will be working from home because companies realize the advantage of that. Companies now want their workforce to have better tools to be successful in this new normal. They do not want their customers to have a bad customer experience. So they're offering these digital channels just to survive, but they're also making sure that they do it for their internal employees because they understand the value of it. Having experienced this, having been forced to experience this over the last couple of months.
And you have a software called Work Like Tomorrow. So talk to me a little bit about how, you know, you're helping companies adopt to this new norm with the convergence of, you know, digital and physical workforce.
Sure. So Work Like Tomorrow is actually our tagline. So it says Work Like Tomorrow Today. And what we do is through a suite of different solutions or applications, we provide this end-to-end business automation that I talked about. This is achieved by combining a number of solutions in areas like robotic process automation that we touched upon briefly, or RPA as it's well known in the market, as well as areas like mobility, analytics, document imaging, cognitive capture, and so on and so forth. This helps organizations to mitigate risk compliance, stay competitive, as well as to be able to show growth and productivity in a challenging business environment. So it's a tagline, which is Work Like Tomorrow Today. We're doing this for our customers to be able to ensure that they have the tools to be able to protect and ensure their future and be able to implement that technology today so that in case we experience something similar to what we've experienced in 3 or 4 months from now, there's no disruption in their business.
So do you think, you know, automation will still be necessary in from the eyes of SMEs and corporations even after the pandemic?
I certainly believe that the areas that we touched upon, like service levels, about empowering their workers, about business operation continuity, about customer experience, those service levels now have a different benchmark as they did pre-COVID. So the organizations will continue to invest in areas to be able to provide better service levels. So I certainly feel that that's going to be a focus for many organizations. We talked about reduced operational costs. So I mentioned the Forrester study that we did, and it found that 45 or 50% of the respondents responded by saying that we are going to invest in automation. So there's certainly an appetite and certainly a focus for many organizations to be able to find cost reduction methods. I'll give you an example in terms of how organizations are currently looking at this. Many of the organizations that we talk to or used to talk to in the past would be looking at Kofax type of solutions to be able to solve a single problem in their business. But what the operational cost reduction that organizations now want to get to is they want to go with a single vendor who's going to be able to solve multiple problems for them. And what I mean by that is they don't want to spend the money and the resources and the effort to be able to integrate all of these solutions together. So part of the same report that I referred to earlier, decision makers said in this report that they want to adopt an unintegrated approach, meaning that they want one solution to be able to address many parts of their business. And ultimately, what that leads to is business outcomes to make sure that you don't have the integration issues, you don't have a lot of the headaches that companies used to have because you need increased productivity in this digital workforce type of an environment.
And finally, Zakir, what would be your advice or in terms of tips and strategies for companies here in Malaysia that are still going through, you know, uncertainties ahead with, you know, the constant changes and yet, you know, just trying to stay alive?
Yeah, so I think, when companies come to us and they ask us, you know, how do we undertake a digital transformation journey? You know, typically the conversations we have with these organizations is you need to have a don't boil the ocean approach, meaning start small, show success, and expand from there. That is absolutely critical. I talked about robotic process automation earlier. This is a classic case of leveraging a quick win to be able to have a more collaborative system, to be able to deploy cloud systems that allow them this collaborative, easier integration and faster deployment is another way that organizations in Malaysia can take advantage of it. If you look at some of the numbers that recently, I'm sure you're across, AirAsia, for example, is looking at doing some cutbacks. So anytime that you're in an environment where you need to do more with less, you're looking at operational efficiency. So a lot of the things that we talked about in terms of these collaborative systems, cloud systems, will allow companies to do that. So start small, show some success, and be able to expand from there. One other final area I would mention is use agile methodology for rapid deployment and time to market. So many companies, as we discussed earlier, are no longer looking at months and years as part of projects. It's all about having a quick win, doing it in a time where you can show value to your internal stakeholders as well as your customers and external stakeholders, and then you branch out from there. those would be some of the key things that we've seen successfully with our customers, both in the SME as well as the large enterprise sector.
That was Zakir Ahmad of Kofax talking about optimization. And if you've missed any parts of that conversation, you can download the podcast now, available on the BFM website or the BFM app. This has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.